Welcome, everybody, to our first episode of The Rundown in 2017-18. We're joined by head women's soccer coach in her third year, Ariana Ruela. Great start to the season, coach. Thanks for giving me a few minutes. 5-1, four straight wins, all of them on the road. You've talked about moving forward from 2016, and it appears that you've done so. Can you pinpoint what the main difference has been so far this season?
So 2016 was a rebuilding year for us. You know, we graduated 10 seniors, and so it was a season full of lessons. And I think the biggest thing we take away is that each game we learned something that we were missing. And we took that and in the off season really worked on that, knowing that if we wanted to redeem ourselves and have a better 2017, it was all about fixing our little mistakes and coming out stronger for 2017.
You said you sensed a hunger to me on, you know, one, two, three different occasions, you know, that you've, whether it's in preseason, some early season game. When you say you sense that hunger, what does that mean? What are some specific things that you're noticing?
So 2016 was a huge disappointment for us, and I think that's where that hunger began. You know, there were several games where we were very close, lost by one goal, lost 2-1, tied 0-0. And so for our class of seniors this year, it was about, hey, getting close isn't good enough, right? We have to put these games away, and we have to put them away early. So now it's, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to do it? And just demanding more from ourselves, from our teammates, and from our team.
Is that almost like a sense of urgency in a way from your upperclassmen saying, oh, wow, I have, you know, 20, 25 games left in my entire college career? Can you see that on them, you know, maybe pushing others to try to, you know, get to that level?
Absolutely. And even, you know, our six seniors, they've showed just a whole new level of maturity. So not only are they demanding what's necessary from their teammates, they also know they have to get the job done themselves. So you've seen a difference in that.
As I mentioned, you guys have won four straight, 5-1 overall, all four of those wins coming on the road. The defense is playing well, two shutouts in that span, two goals against. As someone that tries to cover the team, I always have trouble making sure that you're pointing out the exploits and the positive things that the defense does, because you know, a lot of times they aren't in the numbers, they aren't in the statistics. Can you talk a little bit about your defense, your goalkeeper, your back line, and kind of give them the props they deserve?
Yeah, so we do have some methods inside our program which motivate all of our players, whether it's giving up zero corners for a game or getting a shutout or, you know, finding the back of the net. And I think our defenders have really taken a pride in themselves in making sure as a back line they shut other teams down. And so with that extra little motivation, we found some success.
Flip to the offense, you know, the name brand people, you seem to have found some balance on that end. You know, you have, I think, five players with multiple goals, four players with at least four goals. And I don't think, you know, obviously I haven't gone through the stats of everybody in the country, but that is some serious balance. There's not anybody in terms, numbers wise, head and shoulders above or anything. What does that do for your team? How has that helped so far? And why have you been able to find that?
So I think for our team, it's important that goal scoring comes from all over and that different players are, you know, important in certain set pieces. But for us, it's just been our style of play, which is why goals are coming from all over, from all different players. So we varied a little bit of possession with the long ball, and that's given us our success. And again, it just goes back to them knowing that getting the shot off isn't good enough. The ball's got to get in the back of the net for us to win the game.
You guys have a very short preseason when compared to other sports at the collegiate level. However, you do have, you know, you are able to have off-season workouts. You know, hopefully the players kind of take control of those. And then you have a spring season and the summer. And then obviously, early, you know, early season matches. Looking back on all that time and even up to this morning, you know, practice this morning, are there any defining moments that you've seen that says, oh, wow, this team has something or we have something here? Or has it just been kind of a steady progression?
So I really think one thing we have to be proud of is our large coaching staff. So this past spring, we brought on a strength and conditioning coach. And so that was a huge help. But we changed our language as well. So the minute 2016 ended, that was our pre-preseason. So, you know, a lot of teams call it their spring season, their off season. For us, it was pre-preseason. We are preparing from this moment until when we kick off our first game for fall 2017. What are we going to do? What are we going to make of it? And so, you know, right away, players were getting busy getting strength and conditioning. They were busy on the field. You know, forwards would go out together and do technical work. And then in our short spring season, we made sure we were all focused on the attacking third and how we can put our chances away, because we were very good at creating, but we didn't have the mentality to get the ball in the back of the net. And so carrying that throughout, you know, our pre-preseason into our true preseason really helped to come out strong in our scrimmages and then with our first game.
To kind of change gears, you kind of mentioned pre-preseason to preseason. You have your non-conference schedule where you want to, you know, test yourself and really prepare for the conference schedule. Saturday, you open that conference schedule. You go to Rutgers Camden, 1 p.m. for the first NJAC match of the year. What are some keys to going there and getting a result that you'll be happy with?
So for us, we know the NJAC has strong competition. We're one of the best Division III conferences in the nation. So for us, it's getting there and knowing that defensively we have to be strong. Offensively, we have to put, you know, the ball in the back of the net. And then most importantly, I always talk about having artists and soldiers on the field. So who are my players who are going to bust their butts, and who are my players that are going to create? And if we find a good balance between that, then we can be successful this year in the NJAC.
That's an awesome saying that, you know, I like that, artists and soldiers. Have you given your team tangible goals this season? Is it say, hey, we want to win X number of games, or we want to do this or that, or is it, where are you with that?
So again, part of the lesson learned from 2016 was changing our language, and we've tried to take away the focus from the results, although I know the college game is result-oriented, and more focus on the little successes that have to get done every minute of each game. And doing that, we've set little goals each game and then improved on that and continued to build game after game after game. So we don't have any tangible goals for the season. We're focusing on the little goals that hopefully will lead into the successes that we desire.
Coach, thanks for the time. 5-1 is a great start. Are you happy?
Absolutely. It's an exciting time. Energy's good. Everyone's positive, and we're very focused. So I'm excited to open up the NJAC.
Well, I've enjoyed the early season games that I've gotten to see. I've gotten to see two. I've enjoyed following along. Best of luck Saturday, and thanks again for the time.
Thank you.